Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross. And in today's program, we'll focus on music for Sunday, January 9th, the Feast of the Holy Family, and also the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, which officially ends the Christmas season. This feast day is celebrated on the first Sunday after Epiphany, and Epiphany was last Sunday. As you may already know, in these programs we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them, called the proper, are particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, occur in every Mass with the same text all year. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. We'll celebrate Mass with 2 selections from the proper for today, both in the traditional Gregorian chant, the introit and the gradual. Mixed among these bits, specific to this particular day, will be the various sections of the Missa bel Amfrit Altera, Mass of the Beautiful Other, probably referring to a separate piece of music, now unknown. This composition is by one of the greatest composers of the High Renaissance, the Netherlander Orlando di Lasso. So get yourself a Sabbath beverage, pull up an easy chair, and enjoy an hour of glorious, prayerful music. Today's introit, sung for us by the Slovakian chant scholar Marek Klein, is Dilexisti Justitiam from Psalm 44. You have loved justice and hated iniquity. Today's introit, Dilexisti Justitiam. Now we'll get into our Mass Ordinary, which is so called because its text and order never change, regardless of the week of the church year. The composer, as I mentioned earlier, is the Renaissance master Orlando di Lasso. His Mass is probably also a parody Mass, or one based on an existing melody, although we don't know what that melody is. We'll hear the Kyrie, the Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. The performers are the Oxford Schola Cantorum. We've been listening to the Kyrie of Lasso's Mass Ordinary. Now for the Gloria, or Greater Doxology. Again, it's the Oxford Schola Cantorum.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Thank you.
We've heard the Gloria of Orlando di Lasso's Missa bel Amfrit Altera. And this brings us back to our Mass proper and the gradual Benedictus Dominus from Psalm 71, Blessed be the Lord. This is sung for us in Gregorian chant by the choir of St. Peter and St. Paul in Minsk, Russia. Was our gradual for today's Mass celebrating the Holy Family and the baptism of the Lord. Now, before we come to the center point of our Mass, here's a lovely motet by our featured composer this month of January, Orlando di Lasso. It's called O Crux Splendidor, O Cross More Splendid Than All the Stars. And it's sung by an American ensemble called Pomerium.
Thank you.
That lovely motet by Orlando de Lasso calls for yet another. Boni Jesu Verbum Patris, Good Jesus, Word of the Father. The performers are from the Montreal Studio of Ancient Music. Now it's time for the center of our Mass, the Nicene Creed, or Credo. Again, we'll hear Lasso's setting and the Oxford Schola Cantorum.
Thank you.
We've heard Orlando de Lasso's setting of the Nicene Creed, the credo of his Missa Bel Amfrit Altera. And once again, here's a motet by Lasso. Confirma hoc Deus. Confirm this, O God, what you have wrought in us, from Psalm 67. The performers are the Oxford Schola Cantorum. And after that motet by Orlando de Lasso comes the next part of our ordinary, the Sanctus. Again, it's Lasso's Mass and the Oxford Schola Cantorum.
Thank you.
was the Sanctus, the Holy, 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 from Orlando de Lasso's Mass Ordinary for this Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. So why not conclude our Ordinary with the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God? Again, it's Lasso's music and the Oxford Schola Cantorum. That was the final part of today's Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, from Orlando de Lasso's Missa Bell Amfrit Altera. And now, before we end our broadcast, here's one more motet by Orlando de Lasso, Domine Clamavi, I Have Cried Out to the Lord, the opening of Psalm 130. The performers here are Currende, a Dutch ensemble.
Thank you.
And that motet by our featured composer, Orlando de Lasso, brings us to the end of today's program in celebration of the Feast of the Holy Family and the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, celebrated on the first Sunday in Ordinary Time. I hope you've enjoyed the music, and I hope you'll tune in next weekend, Saturday at 4 or Sunday at 2, when we celebrate the second Sunday in Ordinary Time with more music from Lasso and other Renaissance masters. You can listen again to this program or to any of our programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 332. As always, we welcome your comments. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Matthew Drendel for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a pleasant winter afternoon.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit the Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.